Psalm 77:11-12. Remember the works of Yahweh. Surely remember his wonders of old. Meditate also on all his works and talk of his doings. Prayer today is going to come from Esther 13:8-18, which is in the Septuagint text. So this is going to come from one of the prayers out of the book of Esther, found in what's called chapter 13, and it will be 8-18. O Lord, Lord, King Almighty, for the whole world is in thy power, and if thou hast appointed to save Israel, there is no man that can gainsay thee. For thou hast made heaven and earth, and all the wondrous things under the heaven. Thou art Lord of all things, and there is no man that can resist thee, which art the Lord. Thou knowest all things, and thou knowest, Lord, that it was neither in contempt nor pride for any to desire glory that I did not bow down to the proud Haman. We're going to go to the Psalm of Praise, which is 105a. And the longer Psalms of Praise.
Hallelujah, give thanks to God, call on his name, his deeds make known, sing ye to him sing songs.
Lord Yahweh, our God. just happened to fall into the rotation of singing, so we didn't have to put it there. We also have Psalm 119. We are in part 19. If you have your 119 books, go to the back of it, to the Psalms of Praise. I'm sorry, not Psalms of Praise. You go to the part that is part 18, which will be the, let me try this again, the 19th page.
Psalm 119, part 19.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I've been trying to say. I've only said it 1,000 times in my life. But. Psalm 119, part 19. The 19th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Kaf. And you sing this the King's Fold, and it is verses 145 to 152 in the Psalms that we'll be singing. I know some of them have a taped-in page there, so we should all have an amended version, I hope. Yeah? All right, King's Fold. Psalm 126 will be the last psalm we sing at this time. And then we'll save the rest of 105 for after our sermon today. This is the tune of consolation. Might as well give it a hum. Leviticus 25:17-19, which we've covered. And we're going to have a special reading out of the history of Israel from 1 Samuel today, as well as the remembrances of Esther. And we'll have Brother Christian read this, 1 John 3:13-24 at the end of that. And so since I put this together and I can make it work smoothly, I'll go through the Old Testament readings and I'll pass it on to Brother Christian for the New Testament reading.
That's 1 John, not John.
1 John. Exodus chapter 17. We're doing verses 15 and 16 in this reading. We can all put this in our minds today. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. And he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Deuteronomy 25:17-19. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Five, and we are going to be covering 17 and 19 through 19. We'll read it responsibly, if you will. Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way when ye were come forth out of Egypt.
How he met thee by the way and smote the nations of thee. Even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God.
Therefore it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thy enemies round about, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it. We're going to go to 1 Samuel 15. I'm just going to read 19 through 23. 1 Samuel chapter 15. All this does with our remembrance of liturgy throughout today, what a liturgical calendar is good for. 1 Samuel chapter 15, starting in verse 19. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoils, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord?
And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites.
But the people took of the spoils, the sheep and the oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal.
And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
I think that definitely encompasses our obedience, doesn't it? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. We'll end there. I'm going to go to the book of Esther, starting in chapter 2. A couple sections out of that together. Esther is in the history section. So you have Ezra and Nehemiah, and then you have the book of Esther. Just going to read 2 and 5, chapter 2, verse 5, and then I'm going to move to 4, 13 through 16, chapter 2, verse 5. Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai. He was the son of Jair, he was the son of Shemai, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and that maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took her for his own daughter. Go with me to 4:13. Same book. 4:13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not within thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all of the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer, Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast, yea, for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. The other readings are going to come from the Apocryphal book, so you'll have to have one that contains the Apocrypha. It's in chapter 10, which is actually chapter 1, inculcated into it if you have that version. I'm just going to read verse 3, and then I'm going to read from 9 to 13. Verse 3. For Mordecai the Jew was next unto the king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, was accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace unto all of his seed. That was the verse I was looking for, and then it's 9:13 is actually out of the Apocrypha. 9, unto 13. In my nation is this Israel, which cried unto God, and were saved. And the Lord hath saved his people. And the Lord hath delivered us from all those evils. And God hath wrought signs and great wonders, which have not been done among the Gentiles. Therefore hath he made two lots, one for the people of God, and another for all the Gentiles. And these two lots came at the hour and time in the day of judgment before God among all nations. So God remembered his people, and he justified his inheritance. Therefore those days shall be unto them in the month Adar, the 14th and 15th day of the same month, with an assembly and joy and with gladness before God, according to the generations forever among his people. And we'll have Brother Christian read us 1 John 3, and then we'll end our Old and New Testament readings today.
Okay, so 1 John chapter 3, verses 13 through 24. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwells in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us.
Everybody can be seated.
No. Yeah.
to the prophet Sanihar that do pertain to me. He called for famine on the land. He break the staff of bread. But yet he sent a man before by whom they should be fed. In Joseph, whom a naturally self for a slave did they, who speak with fetters they did hurt, and he and I run slay. Until the time that his word came to give him liberty, the word and purpose of the Lord did him in prison try. Then sent the king and did command that he enlarge his sheep. He had the people's ruler was, did send to set him free. A Lord to rule his family, he raised him as most fair. To him of all that he possessed, he did the charge commend, that he might at his pleasure bind the princes of the teach his senators wisdom to understand.
I don't think I could have picked a better psalm for the day. Psalm 105, pretty good. Pretty good. If you go in your Bible to 1 Peter 5, 8-11, we're going to read this as a confessional, as well as we'll read the Apostles' Creed and ending today, because it is the second week of the month for us, the 15th day of the month. 1 Peter 5, 8-11. Together, 1 Peter 5, 8-11.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Definitely something to keep in mind and to remember. We go to 1 John and Exodus 20. So if you will, find Exodus 20, stuff your pamphlet in there if you'd like to read the Ten Commandments today for our confession of sin and fellowship. And we're already in 1 Peter, so you just need to go a book over. And we will again read from 1:5, and then we'll stop at the break of the chapter, go to Exodus, read the Ten Commandments, and then we will read down to 8. Starting in 1 John 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and that in him is no darkness at all.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Go to the set of laws we all break as the foundation of all law, the Ten Commandments, starting in verse 3 of Exodus 20. Thou shalt not have any god before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Back to 1 John, picking up in chapter 2, reading from 1 to 8. As the assurance of what we've read in forgiveness. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments.
He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him.
He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things be true in him, and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth.
Amen. Well, if you have a combed copy of the Psalter, which I know there's only a few floating around, so bring the buddy up. Go to the very back, we have the Apostles' Creed. We've chosen that once a month that we would read the Creed together. I encourage, obviously, everybody to read it in their own time, as well as the Athanasian Creed. I point out that this is the binding, one of the binding creeds or covenants that we have that links us to Christianity and him to us, and we all work together in believing one thing. If people don't agree to the Apostles' Creed, they're probably not Christians. So, that's pretty straightforward Christian thinking. So let's say it all together.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, a holy call-out community, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and the life everlasting. Amen.